We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And joining us right now, he of MLB Network, one of our favorites, the great Sean Casey.
Sean, what, how are you?
What's up, fellas? How many guests you guys have today? Like every 5 minutes you have a guest or
pretty
something?
Pretty much. You had Eddie Coleman. Now we got you. We got Joe Torre coming up. We got Sweeney coming up. We loaded.
We got the big dogs today. Yeah. You're bringing them all in.
We do not have Odell Beckham, thank God.
Sean, that's all everyone wants to talk
that's
about.
That's all we talked about for like, you know, it's unbelievable. Believe me, my head is spinning.
Two first-round picks, right? I'm not even
right. Call the Browns. The Browns are ready to make that move right now.
I love it.
MLB Network is tremendous. Not only did MLB Network supply us with a reunion of Mike and the Mad Dog yesterday on Dog Show High Heat.
How did that go? Did you just watch any of it?
I did, yeah.
Oh,
Sean, were,
awesome.
were you part of that
awesome,
show,
yeah.
Sean?
Oh, dude, it was tons of buzz here, you know, in the studio, you know, watching those guys. I thought it was great, man. It was great to see those guys back
Mike,
together.
Mike, since he retired, has had more exposure than when he was not retired.
That's right. And, Joe, did you know you got a mention on it?
Oh, God. What did they say about me?
Well, Dog was taking a shot at the station saying, I don't know who's going to be working there soon. And then Mike says, boy, is Beningo retiring? Is he leaving?
Is that what he said?
Yeah. So,
a couple years, that will be happening.
Yeah, no. He knows that. Come on.
I know he does.
You can't
only
retire. Joe, you can't
retire. No, bro. Bro, I'm nearing the end, man. I'm an old broken down dude.
But here's how, because I don't want Joe to retire either, okay? God knows what will happen after that. My offer, if the station, and the station should do it, and if Joe would accept, is the offer to keep Joe going is shows from Florida. I mean, think about that. You could extend the man's career by doing it. It just seems to make sense to me. I don't know.
That's a possibility.
Oh, He needs the warm weather.
I really do. You know, Sean, let me tell you right now, I'm recovering from hip surgery. It has been a bear. And part of the reason is because of this weather here.
It's so cold, yeah.
It's just terrible. I mean, it's damp, my arthritis. I'm an old man. I told you. I'm so broken down, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's not good to be up here after hip surgery. You want to be down there in West Palm Beach, Florida. Is where you're
Amen.
No
right.
question. MLB Network gave us the reunion of Mike and Chris. They will also give us 17 straight hours of live opening day coverage. You can watch Sean on MLB Tonight at 7. And throughout the season, visit MLBNetwork.com for your local channel listings. Let's start with the Yankees. There is a lot of hype. There is a lot of confidence after what they did last year, which was surprising, getting to the seventh game of the ALCS. And obviously then turning around and acquiring the National League MVP in Giancarlo Stanton. Your thoughts on the state of the Yankees entering this season?
No, they're looking great. I mean, listen, I think you know, when you add Stanton and Judge in the middle of that lineup, I mean, you're talking about two of the best power hitters. And Sanchez, you know, I mean, he's one of the best power hitters too. I mean, that's a pretty unbelievable middle of the lineup, you know, top to bottom. I love the Aaron Boone hire. I heard you guys didn't like him on Sunday Night Baseball. You're going to love him in the Yankee dugout because he's going to do a great job. I played with Boone for 6 years, man. I think he's going to really do a great job in that clubhouse. Those guys are going to love him. I think the rotation's there. That bullpen's probably one of the best in baseball. I think the Yankees are looking really good, guys.
Sean, you look at the state of baseball. I think who was it? Kenley Jansen that said there's only about six teams in baseball that are really trying to win. I mean, when you look at it right now, and you know, you look at it, and you know, you got Houston, and obviously you got the Yankees, and you know, obviously you got the Red Sox, no question. You got the Indians in the American League. I mean, but after that, I mean, it's pretty much up in the air. What's your thoughts about that going into the season?
You know, it is. Joe, you're right. When I look at baseball right now, I think everyone's trying to do the model of, well, you see the Royals, they developed. They had a few bad years, and they developed a minor league system, and they had a lot of those guys come up and do well, and they won a championship.
Right.
And then you
World
see with
Series
the Cubs,
in a row.
Then you see, yeah, and then you see the Cubs. What the Cubs did, same thing. They stunk for a few years, developed those guys, went out and got Rizzo back, got Bryant, and they went out and paid for the pitching, right? So, and then Houston did the same thing, developed from their own, went and got Verlander. It just seems like, I don't know if it's a trend right now, but teams are willing to go 4 or 5 year plans of trying to develop these guys, maybe, and then go get the pitching when they need it. So, it is frustrating a little bit to see a lot of teams just doing that, but it's worked for the guys that have done it, and it seems like a lot more teams are committing to that model.
When you look at the American League East and you see the Red Sox, and to me the Red Sox have sort of been forgotten about in a way. They've won 93 games back-to-back years. They've won the division in back-to-back years. And they went out and they added J.D. Martinez when they needed because they didn't hit any home runs last year. So I think their offense will be better. They made a big offseason acquisition. But it feels like this is the Yankee division. Do you think the Red Sox are being forgotten about right now?
I think so. Well, it's the Yankee. It feels like the Yankee division because they went out and got Stanton, you know, and I think that just added, oh, man, look at that lineup. Look at what they have. And you know. But I think when you look at Boston, don't forget about Chris Sale kind of leading the way in that rotation. And then you got J.D. Martinez. I mean, come on, you kidding me? I don't know exactly the games. I want to say 115 games. He had 45 home runs last year. The biggest thing for J.D. Martinez is staying healthy.
Yep.
If he can get 150 games, and I think DHing is going to help him a lot and stay healthy. I mean, this guy's one of the best hitters in the game, one of the best power hitters. And you're right, they needed that power bat, and they got it. So Boston's going to be very formidable, no doubt about it.
Talking to our good buddy Sean Casey, of course, as we're opening day 2018 Major League Baseball. Give me that American League team that's kind of a sleeper for you, Sean.
Well, wow! I mean, I feel like every year I say Seattle because you always say,
right,
man, these guys are going to be good, and they just always linger around 500. I really feel like Seattle has a chance to really make a move and be better. But I think Minnesota is going to be good. I really do. I think Minnesota's, you know, they could be that sleeper team, and I think Toronto has a chance to either be really good or rebuild. So I think, you know, if Toronto can, you know, that rotation can stay healthy, if Stroman can kind of go to another level, you might see Toronto in the mix in this whole thing. Hmm.
Yeah, they're forgotten about a little bit, too. I mean, if Stroman is healthy, if Aaron Sanchez can avoid that stupid blister issue.
Right, Hap's a good start. Estrada, yeah.
Yeah, they have a solid rotation.
And the Angels, I mean, are we considering them a sleeper? I mean, they go get Ohtani. I don't know how good he's going to be. Had a tough spring, so we'll see what happens there. But you know, obviously, you got the best player in the world on your team. Still, you go get Cozart. You know, go get Kinsler. They got they could sneak up on some people.
You know what I think they qualify as? They've been underachievers. It feels like year in and year out. But I think if they can go out and actually make the playoffs, because it's been a bunch of years. You got to go back to 14. They had that huge year. They won 98 games and then just got eliminated very quickly in the postseason. But the last 3 years, they've been okay. I mean, they had one decent year. I think they won 85 games. They missed the playoffs. The year after that, they were terrible. Last year, they were .500. I think if they actually seal the deal and make the postseason, I think that qualifies because it always feels like they're just an underachieving team.
No, I agree. And you know, I think, too, with a guy like Mike Trout, you're like, man, Mike Trout, best player, MVP, all that stuff, but they're not making the postseason. So I think if the Angels, if they can just find a way to get back in there and they'll be relevant again.
What's your thoughts on the Mets in the National League?
I think the Mets, health. I mean, you got Syndergaard starting opening day. The guy's an absolute animal, throwing 101, consistently down in spring training. You know, you got Harvey back. He looked good. DeGrom, Mats, all those guys. The bottom line, because I love the lineup. I mean, you got Cespedes. You bring back Bruce. You put Frazier over there at third. Conforto comes back in a couple weeks. Nemo had a nice spring. Adrian Gonzalez, don't know what he's going to give you. But I like the team. The bottom line is if they can stay healthy, and Mickey Callaway, if you guys, I'm sure you're getting to know Mickey. Mickey Callaway is one of the best dudes in baseball. He's going to be great for that club, great for that clubhouse, no doubt about it. So I think if they stay healthy, they're going to surprise some people. I don't think it'll be a surprise if they stay healthy because that rotation will be so good.
You know, the Nationals need, to me, a lot of things have to go wrong for the Mets to win this division. One of the things that went right for them last year was Ryan Zimmerman was awesome. I mean, he had probably the best year of his career, and that was after years of always being hurt. And I noticed something that happened this year, and I don't know what to make of it. And I don't know what they're saying in D.C., if they even care about the Nationals, because I don't know if they have any real fans. But Ryan Zimmerman, I have to throw that shot in.
They're all Redskin fans there.
Yeah, basically, right. So Ryan Zimmerman last year has this great year, plays most of the games, only missed like 20 games. That's nothing this day and age. And this year in spring training, didn't play. He had two at-bats, that was it. Did not play in spring training. And the Nationals have said repeatedly, he's healthy. We just don't want to play him. Is spring training, because I think this could be a huge moment. If Ryan Zimmerman now stays healthy again, I guarantee next year a lot of veteran players aren't going to play in spring training. They're going to follow this. Is spring training important?
Well, I think when you Zimmerman's case too, he did get a lot of bats down on the minor league fields and just seeing pitches. It's too long. It's too long. Period. It's 3 weeks, 4 weeks too long. I think. Obviously, maybe for the pitchers they need a little longer, but for a position player, those guys are ready. I always thought if you give me 30 at bats or give me 40 at-bats, and I'll be ready to go. I mean, you know, if you need that. And one thing I'm frustrated about spring training is, you know, you go 3-4 with a bomb. You're like, these don't even count. I just raked, you know, Pedro Martinez, and they don't even count. You know what I mean? So I think it's a few weeks too long. I think guys have been ready to go for a few weeks now. And I agree with Ryan Zimmerman. I just want to be healthy. This guy's been around 10, 12 years. Just get Ryan Zimmerman healthy, ready to go. I think you're going to see him have another big year.
How about the Phillies? I mean, they made a couple moves. They brought Arrieta in. They brought Carlos Santana in, Oye Como Va.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on the Phillies?
Man, I think they're going to be good, man, especially bringing Arrieta into that young staff. I think that helps bolster that. You know, they have a lot of good young players, good young prospects. I think bringing Santana into that, you know, that's a nice place to hit out there in Philly. But yep. I think that's a team that's going to surprise some people in the National League. I think they're going to be better than people think. And I also, with a guy like Jake Arrieta, who's proven track record the last few years is a winner. I mean, he only adds so much to that staff of maybe elevating those guys to the next level, because they have a lot of power arms in that rotation.
Talking to Sean Casey of MLB Network, it is opening day. Now, the Yankees have a new manager, the Mets have a new manager, the Nationals have a new manager, the Red Sox have a new manager, the Phillies we just talked about have a new manager. And the impression I've gotten is that front offices want more power, and they don't think managers are that important. That's the impression I get. As a guy that's played for some really good managers, I mean, you played for Jimmy Leland, who's one of the greats. The managers matter? I mean, how important are they in your opinion?
No, it matters. It matters big time. I mean, listen, you're around those guys more than you're around your whole family. I mean, you're looking at their manager. I think what you're seeing is front office guys. They have all the numbers, all that stuff, you know, like the Cashman-Boone relationship. I think he looks at Aaron Boone and says, listen, you're a baseball guy, although you've never managed, but you're a manager of people. I mean, Aaron Boone can get along with anybody. I mean, he's one of the best teammates I've ever had. And that's what they want. Manage the clubhouse. Manage the game-by-game stuff. You know what I mean? I think he's got a great staff that they put together. But I do think, don't mistake having a manager that's not a good guy or doesn't do great with people. Those have been some of the worst managers I've had. And, you need guys like Jim Leland, Terry Francona. Those guys matter. I don't care what anyone says. You got to have good people in that managerial role.
Talking to Sean, you're going to manage Sean, by the way?
Maybe one day when I get the kids out of the house, Joe, and if your hip gets better, you'll be my bench coach, and we'll have a great time.
No. You couldn't pay me enough to do that stuff. Forget about that.
That's a crazy lifestyle.
That's a ridiculous lifestyle. Well, are you kidding me?
I told Booty, too. I said, dude, are you serious? He goes, yeah, it's going to be unbelievable. The manager of the Yankees, as soon as they signed Stanton, I was like, oh, you better win, bro.
Right. There's only a little bit of pressure on Boone. You're right.
Right, just a little bit.
Right.
We're talking to Sean Casey. What's your World Series pick? Do you have one?
You know what? I think this could be the year of the Nationals. I think it's.
Oh, come on. You got to come on and tell us the Nationals?
Ugh. Dude, they're good. Are you kidding me? They're going to be really good.
I hate the Nationals. You know, Sean, I hate the Nationals. Am I on record of saying I hate the Nationals?
Yes, you are. You are on record. You've let everyone know that for years. I think the Nationals really have a shot to win it this year. I know you hate to hear that, Joe, but I really do. And I think it's the Yankees, Indians, Astros out of the American League, they'll all be in the mix again.
What scares me about the Nationals, here's what scares me to back you up here on this. They're a very good team. We all know that. Joe knows that. They're a 95-win talent team.
Yeah,
they
on
win
paper, nine. Yes.
Yes, and that's what they've done. If you look at the track record the last couple of years, they're winning over 90 games every year except for 15 where they just had a ton of injuries and they were terrible, right?
Right.
I'm nervous that eventually they're going to win a game five, that eventually they're actually going to play good baseball in October. I'm just worried about that because they have had some of the most brutal postseason losses, and some of it is their own doing. A lot of it's their own doing, especially when Mike Rizzo, who thinks he invented the game, says, oh, God forbid we pitch Steven Strasburg. Let's start Edwin Jackson in the playoffs because we have to save him. And I get it, Strasburg's been relatively healthy, but it scares me that if every year they're given a shot in October, one of these days that blind squirrel's going to find the nut.
No, I agree. I feel like they cannot get by that first round for some reason. But I feel like if they do, watch out. I mean, when you're talking Scherzer and Strasburg is really, last year I think he went to that next level. You know, when you got those two at the top of that rotation, and you got a 7-game series, that could be if they get by round one, they could be tough to beat.
All right, give me a National League sleeper, Sean.
I think the Phillies.
Phillies.
I think the Phillies are a team that I think they're a sleeper. Like maybe not win the whole thing, but they're going to do well this year. I think they're going to be better than people think. I really do. And I think San Francisco is going to be back in the mix. You know,
even
I know
with Bumgarten, they're out for a while.
That's going to definitely hurt them. But I do think they're going to. I think that, you know, McCutcheon being there, Longoria. I think they've gotten better, and I think they're going to be. They'll be a team that'll sneak up on some people.
I'm with you on the Phillies. I don't want to be with you on the Phillies because I don't like the Phillies either. I'm like Joe with the Nationals.
I hate
the Phillies.
I keep saying NL East teams. I think the Mets are going to – I think the Mets are – I don't know if they're sneaking up on people if they stay healthy. That's the whole thing. I want to say, hey, the Mets. But, it, you know, if you get Syndergaard for 30 starts and all these guys and that pen stays healthy, I think they're going to be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We hope so.
Sean, excellent stuff.
Hey, Sean, man, it's always a pleasure talking to you, bro.
Dude, you guys are the greatest, and anytime you want to talk, just give me a call.
All right, man.
You got it. See you, fellas. Thanks.
Sean Casey, MLB Network. By the way, there was a report last night, I was reading in NJ.com, I think, that the Mets were talking internally about Greg Holland.
Oh, really?
Which got me really excited.
And then what happened? They realized they had to pay him?
Well, John Heyman is reporting that Greg Holland is very close to signing with, not the Mets.
Yeah,
the St. Louis Cardinals, who always made sense.
Might see him today.
Yeah. Heard he was joking. He'll come in 19 and close the game
out. Of course. Why not?
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.